Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachos Daf Samach Dalid. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins three lines from the top of Daf Samach Dalet. Before we begin the Shiur, we notice a diamond marking, and on the side, under our Mivneh heading, the structural note, Sidra Shel Rabbi Ovan Alevi. We'll see a series of teachings given to us by Rabbi Ovan Alevi. Omar Rabbi Ovan Alevi, three lines from the top. Kol ha-dochek es ha-shaw, shaw dochak so. That's point Aleph. You can see we've noted this with an Aleph in a diamond. And point Beis, v'chol ha-nidche mipnei ha-shaw, shaw nidches mipanov. Midarabo v'Rav Yosef. So let's go over this again. The first thing, kol ha-dochek es ha-shaw, someone who tries to press against time. Rashi cites an example of that. Avshalom, he was the son of David HaMelech, and he tried to impose his rulership by force over the people and conducted a rebellion. Well, he was unsuccessful, and the hour pushed him off. That's Shaw Dochakso. Someone who allows time to push him away, someone who is flexible, if you will, he will eventually enjoy his time, his hour will arrive. And this we learn from Rabbo and Rav Yosef. That's the expression, Shaw Nidches Mipanov, the time is pushed off for his benefit. And this is illustrated with the following incident. We should point out that this is in our markings, we are calling this a long point, as is illustrated by the nun to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and descending vertical dashed line. Rav Yosef Sinai v'Rabo Oikir Horim. These two great Talmudic figures had two different learning strengths. Rav Yosef was one who was called Sinai, a reference to someone that was an expert in many, many Torah sources. Great breadth of knowledge. Rabbo was characterized as someone who was a very sharp, analytical individual. And that's Okir Horem, literally someone who uproots mountains. It's Tzrich Lehu Shaita. The hour needed them. That's literal. But it means that there was a need. A need had arisen at that time for a new Rosh Yeshiva, a new head of the Yeshiva, the Torah Academy. Shochu Lahasam, a message was sent to Israel. Sinai v'Okir Horem, if you have a choice between a Sinai, man of great Torah breath, v'Okirim, great man of great analysis, Eze Mam Kodem, who takes priority for this position of head of the Yeshiva. Shochu Lahem, the message was sent back. Sinai Kodem, the qualifications needed to be a Rosh Yeshiva are best fulfilled by someone who is a Sinai, someone who has great breadth of knowledge. Shakol Tzrichim L'Morei Chitya. This is an analogy, but it literally means everyone needs the grain merchant. Rashi says on the fourth line from the top, L'Morei Chitya, L'mi Shekibetz Tvua Limkor, someone who everyone needs the grain salesman, Klomar L'mi Shekibetz Shmuel, someone who is accumulated a lot of teachings. That's a reference to breadth of knowledge. So since that is someone that everyone needs, the leader would best be suited if he has this great Torah breadth of knowledge. You never know, one never knows what question will be asked. The community is made up of many different people with many different needs, and so someone who has a great deal of breath will be able to address each one of their needs. Afapikain lo kibel of Rav Yosef. Nevertheless, Rav Yosef resisted accepting the position. And why? The Amri le Kaldoi. Kaldoi are the stargazers, people who were expert in the study of astrology. Not to be confused necessarily with columns in newspapers concerning astrology, but in the time of the Gemara, there was a body of knowledge that was highly respected. And you can see even the greatest of our people took their words and observations into consideration. Well, they told him, Malachta Tartin Shonin. They said, you will be a leader, you will be in a authority position for 2 years. And that indicates that after that, then you will die. So why take the position right now and just live for another 2 years? So he moved aside and allowed Rabba to be the leader. Molach Rabba Esrin Vitartin Shonin. Rabba assumed the Rosh Yeshiva position for 22 years. Molach Rav Yosef Tartin Shonin Upalga. And afterwards, Rav Yosef ruled, or was in the authority position, for 2.5 years. Kol Hanach Shoni Demolach Rabba, all the years that Rabba was in his leadership position, Afilu Umnu Lebeisei Lo Kora, Rav Yosef would not accept any signs of importance, to the extent that even an umna is a doctor, a bloodletter, he wouldn't summon to his home, but would rather go to him, go to the office, so to speak, showing that he would not accept on himself any signs of a position of importance, but behaved as a common citizen. The Omar Rabbi Ovin Alevi, Maidichti Vyanch Hashem Biyom Tzora, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yankiv. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch will answer you, and in the time of your need, and Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yankiv, he will cause you to rise. The Gemara asks, Elokei Yankiv Elokei Avraham Yitzchak, why in this pasuk, which is a pasuk dealing with prayer and supplication to the Lord in the time of trouble, why is Elokei Yankiv, why is the Almighty referred to as the God of Yankiv and not the God of Avram and Yitzchak? Mikan, from here we learn Labal Hakura Shikones Baovyo Shel Kura. If we look at Rashi. If you come to move a heavy beam, mimokom lemokom, lasita bevinyan, to move it from place to place, to affix it into a structure, klomar, Yankov, all of the sons, all of the 12 tribes were his sons, v'tarach begidulam, and he extended himself for their development, for raising them. Yevakesh aleim rachamim. So let him be the one to pray for their benefit. So that we're trying to, in prayer, we're trying to summon the merit of Yankov Avinu, who himself had extended himself for his sons, who became the Jewish people. So in his merit, we are praying for salvation. V'omar Rabbi Ovin Halevi, Kol Hanena Misudo Shetamul Chochem Shori B'socha, anyone who benefits from a meal that a Tamul Chochem is a participant in, Ki'ilu Nena Miziv Hashchina, it's as if you are benefiting from the, enjoying the divine presence. Shenema V'yovu Aaron V'chol Zikne Yisrael Echolechem Imchoisei Moshe Lefnei Ho'alakim. V'chi Lefnei Ho'alakim Ochlu V'alo Lefnei Moshe Ochlu. The Pasuk describes the Aaron and the Ziknei Yisrael coming to eat with together with Chosei Mishra, with Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was hosting them at this meal. So why does the Pasuk say Lefnei Olakim? Elo Lomar Loch, rather this teaches us Kol Nena Misudu Shetamad Chochem Shor B'Zocha, Moshe Rabbeinu being the paramount Talmud Chochem, Ki'ilu Nena Miziv Hashchina, it's considered as if you're benefiting from the divine glow, the divine glory. The Omar Rabbi Ovin Halevi, Haniftar Mechaver, one who is departing from his friend, and we've used a marking, a triangle in, that appears in two different directions for the sake of contrast purposes. The first teaching is one who departs from his friend. Al yomar lo lech bishalom. Should be careful here. It's actually careful with a letter. Don't say go bishalom. Go in peace. El lech lishalom. Go to peace. Shehare Yisro shomar lo lemoishe lech lishalom. Olav itzliach. Yisro, in his departing words from Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Moshe, Lech Lishalom, emphasis on the Lamed. And what happened to Moshe? Olav Yitzlech. He went and rose to loftiness, to become the leader. David, Shomar lo Avshalom, Lech Bishalom. David, who, in departing from Avshalom, used the Bay's letter in the word Shalom, he said Bishalom, Halach v'nisle. What happened to Avshalom was he eventually went and was hung. Omar, the Omar Rabbi Ovin Halevi, Haniftar Min Hames, and here we have the triangle, and you'll see why we are interested in showing the contrast. One who departs from a corpse. Al Yomar Lo Lech Lishalom. You don't use the expression Lech Lishalom, El Lech Bishalom. The appropriate term for a departed one, for a corpse. When you're carrying the deceased away from place to place to be buried, the following is what's said: Lech bishalom shenemar v'ato tovo el avosecha bishalom. And this is a pasuk that's said in the context of someone that would eventually be buried. It's a reference to burial. Specifically, this is a reference to Avram Avinu's eventual passing and burial, and that he will be buried amongst his forebears. Omar Bilevi Barchia, Hayotze Mibeis HaKnesses V'Nichnas LeBeis HaMedrash V'Oisek B'Torah. Someone who, after davening, goes to the place of Torah study, a Beis Medrash, and learns Torah, Zochu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, will merit receiving the divine presence. Shenemar Yechu Mechayel Chayel Yireh El Elokim B'Tzion. One who goes from one Chayel to another, from the Chayel is a force, a strength, a power, the power of Tefillah. He finishes davening and he goes to study the Chayel, the strength of Torah. He will see the Almighty in Zion. Omar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Omar Rav, Talmidei Chachomim Ein LeMenucha Lo B'Olam Hazeh V'Lo B'Olam Haba. Torah sages do not have rest in this world nor in the world to come. Shenemar Yechu Mechayel El Chayel Yireh El Hashem Yireh El Elokim B'Tzion. Rashi says Ein LeMenucha MiYeshiva LiYeshiva UmiMedrash LeMedrash. Talmidei Chachomim in this world are always involved with Torah study. And Torah study is not something that one achieves when at a state of rest. He's at a state of extending oneself, as we've learned in our recent Shi'urim. So they are involved with that in this world, and also in the world to come, where there will be continued Torah study on a very lofty plane, as one could well imagine, or possibly not be able to imagine. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Omar Rebbe Chanina, Tamidei Chachomim Marbim Sholom Bo'olam. Talmidei Chachomim increase peace in the world. Shenema, the pasuk indicates this. V'chol bonayach limudei Hashem, v'rav shalom bonayach. Al tikri bonayach. Don't read the pasuk as your sons. Ela bonayach, the ones that build you. The ones that build the Jewish people are the Torah scholars who are constantly expounding on the Torah. That builds and fortifies the Jewish people. And that's what the pasuk says. V'rav shalom, there will be a lot of peace through the engagement of Talmidei Chachomim in their study of Torah. Shalom Rav lo avei sorasecha ve'ein lomoy michshoyol. There is great peace for those that are Torah lovers, and there will be no stumbling. Yishalom b'chelech shalva bar manasayach. You see, we have a series of psukim all featuring the concept of peace, and there shall be peace in your hosts, and equanimity in your castles. That's Yehi Shalom B'Chelech Shalva B'Amenosayach Leman Achar V'Reb Adabrono Lo Shalom Boch Leman Beis Hashem Elokeinu Avak Shal Toiv Loch Hashem Oiz Lamo Yiten Hashem Yivorech Es Hamoi B'Shalom. And as you can see, and Hashem will give his nation strength, and Hashem will bless his people with peace. Hadron Allah Royal Slikola Masechas Brochas Bli Neder. We conclude here the ninth parak and the Masechas Brochas as well. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.